Good afternoon, America's Heroes Group Roundtable. We are globally connected with partner military families, Matter caregiver Keisha Jackson. Keisha Jackson is with us, a 22-year retired Air Force veteran and family caregiver. Keisha, how are you today?
Hi, Cliff. I'm well. How are you?
Good, good, good. We're going to be getting some great information from you. Also joining us is Rory Clark. Rory, how are you today?
I am doing great, Cliff.
Good.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Rory is an attorney with over 30 years of experience in seniors, veterans, and disabled law, family, caregiver, and founder of Legacy Elder Law Center. And that means a lot. We are so pleased to have both of you on with us. Rory is over 30 years' experience in areas of law, most relevant to seniors, veterans, and the disabled. Rory is accredited by the Department of Veterans Affairs to prosecute veterans' benefits claims for VA aid and attendance. In addition to law, Rory was a caregiver to his father, who was a World War II veteran and suffered from Alzheimer's disease, and his mother, who was afflicted with Parkinson's disease. Rory also has a son with Asperger's syndrome. In 2019, Rory published his first book, The Family Estate Planning and Elder Law Guide. Rory, you have done so much. Is there anything else you need? you need
Well, I'm thinking you're there in Chicago, which is one of my favorite cities in the world. Many, many years ago when I was in law school, I was the chairman of the law student division of the American Bar Association, 50,000 members, and their offices are right there overlooking Lake Michigan. And as a result of that position that I had, I started a love affair with your beautiful city that continues to this day. Some of the best food in the world. I got to say, I don't care for the winters too much, but the food is pretty good.
Oh, that's great. Well, you certainly have done a lot. We'll get back to that in a moment. We're also pleased to have Keisha Jackson. Hi, how you doing?
I am doing well, doing well.
Great, great, great. VA aid and attendance of housebound benefits provide monthly payments added to the amount of monthly VA pension for qualified veterans and survivors. If you need help with daily activities or you're housebound, find out if you qualify. We'll talk about that. The VA aid and attendance is a program available from the Department of VA that doesn't get quite as much face time as better known military benefits, but it is a very important one with qualified veterans who have wartime service and are qualified to receive VA pensions. Aid and attendance is available to qualifying low-income veterans or their spouses who are in nursing homes or who need in-home care, help with everyday tasks like dressing or bathing. ANA provides money to those who need assistance. And I think that's great what you are doing, Keisha. And thank you so much.
I thought this would be a really good topic and for Roy to be able to present and to be able to talk about, because it's one of those topics often that people don't know that is out there and it's available to maybe help offset some financial things. So I thought Roy would just be a good time with COVID-19 for him to be able to share a little bit about VA aid and attendance.
I think that's a great idea. Who would like to start?
Take it away, Roy.
Okay. So, Cliff, you gave a really great overview, and I think Keisha gave you a good background on this program. One of the things that I think leads to this being, you know, unknown by vets is that some of the terminology itself is confusing. And, you know, let's face it, the Veterans Administration is the single largest healthcare provider in the United States. It's an enormous organization, trying its best to do lots of good for many, many people. And this is a program that's designed to hit two niches, and often it's, you know, it's kind of the ignored little brother or little sister in a family of other important benefits for people. You mentioned one called a housebound benefit. There is, for folks who've served, a pretty minimal guarantee that people don't fall, you know, too far below a poverty line. And they call that payment a pension. This is one of the things I wanted to take an opportunity to sort of clarify, because some people worry that if they didn't have a career, say, retire as a master sergeant or as a captain and get a pension, they're not entitled to these programs. It's really a misconception. The payment that you receive, and you may have only served 90 days, they call it a pension because they pay it on a monthly basis. So there is a program that is, thank the Lord, not used too much, really an anti-poverty program focused on what we call the housebound. But the aid in attendance is the one that can be really very, very helpful because it can provide thousands of dollars a month to help a person who is a vet who served during wartime or the surviving spouse of a vet who served during wartime to just meet the challenges of aging. If you're 65 years or older and you meet the eligibility requirements, I'll be glad to tell you about those if you'd like.
Yes.
They wire the money into your bank account, just like Social Security at the beginning of each month. And each family or each vet is entitled to use that money for whatever they need to. Generally, of course, that goes right to the bottom line of paying for caregivers or adult daycare. It's very popular to help assist with the payments for assisted living facilities. Keisha, I think, mentioned at-home care as well. So it's one of the things about it that's exciting to me is that it's a very flexible benefit. It is just money, and it's tax-free.
Tax-free.
You can use it however you need to support yourself and your family.
So is there a lot going? Do you have to go through a lot to get the money or not?
So this is another place where I think people can get stymied. I am sure you talk on your program a lot about how the charge of the Veterans Affairs Department is to help vets maximize their benefits.
Right.
On the other hand, some of these programs that do have defined legal requirements require people to know the law, and the VA takes the position that their job is to tell you about the program and answer questions, but not tell you how to practice law. So you do not have to have a lawyer to apply for this. As a matter of fact, Cliff, it's against the law for anyone, a lawyer, a veterans organization, anybody, to charge a fee to a qualifying vet or surviving spouse to apply for this benefit. If a pro helps you arrange your affairs to make sure you're eligible, that's a separate story. But any vet who meets the eligibility requirements can ask for assistance from any lawyer who's got this credentialing that you mentioned earlier. There are also veterans organizations out there, and they can do it knowing that no one can even ask for a dime for assistance in applying for that benefit. The point here is people don't have to go it alone. They don't have to know everything. They don't have to figure it out. They just need to connect to a credentialed person with the VA and can help them file that application.
Consul, that's great. That's great. I'm sure a lot of people are unaware of that, but Rory, that's a wonderful thing. They don't have to be concerned about that, whether they have the money or not.
Well, you know, having said that, that's the truth. There's a lot of myth out there, right? And unfortunately, just as there are individuals and organizations that will exploit seniors, I bet you know better than most that there are individuals and organizations out there that will try to exploit vets. And this is a thing that we see. I've seen people come into my office. We talk about how we can help them apply for this for free, and they say, well, somebody just charged me $15,000. They show me what they did, and these crooks will download information from the Internet and exploit people, charge them a huge check, and hand them a bunch of information that they could have gotten off of the Internet on their own. So people do need to be wary that you know, they can be targeted.
That's a great point. Great information, as we usually have, of course, here. Our WVON call-in number is 312-374-8130. If you'd like to talk to either of our great guests, that's the number to use, and they will certainly answer your question. Keisha, what do you usually have to help people with?
Well, for me, it would be more of a referral because you can go directly to the VA website and you can apply. But I know someone that was applying for VA aid in attendance. This was a while ago, and they went to the site and tried to fill out all the paperwork to find out. They submitted the paperwork, and then I think it was about like 6 months later, they found out that the form or something that they had, now I don't know if it's from going through the website, it was obsolete. And so they had to go back through the process, and then they had to go back to their doctor and try to get some additional information. So although you can go to the VA website, sometimes it's just good to have someone that is experienced in that area that can just guide you along.
Sure, absolutely.
So an easy way for folks to find that, Cliff, is in every – well, so I have a licensed practice in Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Maryland. Now, my ability to help veterans is nationwide. I mean, American Samoa is covered. We have to apply
That's great.
For it and basically pass a sort of a national exam. That's what they call this credentialing. So because there is no cost, and for lawyers who do this, they should be they are regulated by their own states. And I have never seen an instance of a lawyer being involved in any of these exploitations, but because they've got a lot more at risk. They can't just pack up and, you know, and move on. So there's an organization called the National Academy of Elder Law Lawyers. It's a nonprofit organization that helps us help people. And they have a directory on their website. So if you've got a vet here who's listening today who, once we talk about the eligibility requirement, says, hey, that sounds like that might be a good fit for me. A good way for them to find someone not too far from them, if they're in Chicago, or actually I have two or three friends in Chicago, I can give you personal names, but if they're in Seattle or Hawaii or whatever, there is a way for them to connect with someone who specializes in this area of law, can find out who they are, what their phone numbers are, and then just get a good connection and miss the scoundrels who are going to be trolling out on the Internet. So that begins the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, or NAELA, NAELA.org. And right there on the homepage, you can click on Find a Lawyer. And again, remember, no lawyer can charge you a fee to assist in preparing, filing, and prosecuting your applications.
Well, seeing your
go ahead.
Oh, just pardon me, counsel. Just seeing your extensive background and so forth, you are with the family caregiver. You're a family caregiver, obviously, but you're a founder of the Legacy Elder Law Center, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so this is great what you have come up with, what you are continuing to do to help people.
Well, it was, you know, what I do is a labor of love. I started practicing as an estate planning lawyer, but because of my own parents' journey and being a personal caregiver and realizing that there are, Keisha and I have had this conversation a number of times.
I bet.
The personal connection, every family is different. Our personal relationships, our priorities, and so on. And so really starting with my son's birth in the early 1990s, when I started shifting my focus to be able to try to share what I learned both professionally and in my personal journey. And in the Veterans Affairs, my involvement with that, my dad was sort of an apex because we applied for him for aid and attendance. That process took about 5 weeks because we were able to manage it for him. I know others who say stories like Keisha, 6 months, 18 months waiting for, applications to, where they languish in the, in the system. There is a bit of an art to it. That's the point. And that's why I encourage people to look for some professional assistance. But for my father, for example, it was just what he needed to supplement his own personal income and meet the expense of the memory care unit or the assisted living facility that he was living in so that the family didn't have to dive deep into life savings, especially when we were having to deal with my mother's care separately. So yeah, it's a pretty awesome program.
Yeah, it's just great that you folks not only can do this, you've trained yourselves or someone else to help you learn how to do it, and then you come out and let everybody know how to do this. And Keisha, for instance, you have done a lot relative to relatives and other people too, right?
Yes, and that's why stuff like this is so important to have someone to talk about it that has experience in that area. Mm-hmm. Because when you're a caregiver and you're in the throw of things, you have so much on your plate that trying to get the right form, to make the right phone call, to write contact, to pick up medicine, it could just be overwhelming. And you could wind up prolonging the process yourself, even if that's not your intention.
Sure, sure. And you've done that with you had a family member, I believe, right?
Yes, I was caring for my mom. But my mom was not military. My dad was a veteran, but I didn't have her down at my dependent at that particular time.
But your dad was a vet.
My dad was a vet.
Yeah. I got to ask you, which?
My dad was in the Army. He was in the Korean conflict.
All right. Okay. I just wanted to... I'm an Army vet. I wanted to make sure.
Cliff, would you like me to give your audience some of the basic requirements of who this is designed to help? The people who can take advantage of the financial benefit? There's three basic requirements that probably could be good information for them to have.
Great. Go right ahead, because we're almost out of time. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I was worried about your heart stopped at the end of the show. So there are three. This is a program that's kind of like the GI Bill. It's a thank
you. Oh, yeah.
All right. And it is intended to serve people who were wartime eligible. That means they served 90 days on active duty during a period of wartime, not necessarily war declared by Congress. So we've got Vietnam and the War on Terror, and we've got Korea, in there. None of those were declared wars. Mm-hmm. One day during a period of wartime, and the vet doesn't ever have to have actually been in a war zone. So somebody could have served one day in 1954 in Germany when the World War was in Korea, and they meet that eligibility requirement. Only a dishonorable discharge would defeat a claim there. The other one is the medical eligibility is a pretty clear standard. Need to be 65 years of age and need help to be safe.
Listen, Consular, we're out of time. You both have been great. We really appreciate it, getting all this information out. Thank you both. I'm sure we'll be talking again. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. All right. Thank you much. What's not the answer?
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.